Hey everyone, welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Smith. In today's show, I have a question for you. Are you ready to start a second blog? That's a great question, right? For those of you who are like me, you're probably addicted to blogging and you think of ideas for starting new blogs all the time. Well, what happened to me was I already had a YouTube channel that's called Miss Eileen Speaks. And at one point I thought I'll do video blogging as my podcast and I wanted to stick with that Miss Eileen Speaks. But when I decided on the domain name for my blog, I came up with basic blog tips and there was just no way I was going to change that to Miss Eileen Speaks because my name is spelled differently. A lot of people don't even know how to pronounce it based on the way it's spelled. And I just thought basic blog tips really encapsulated the thought and the meaning of what that blog was about. And I know a lot of people make that mistake of naming their blogs after themselves. And in the beginning, that really doesn't pay off in the end because basically nobody's really searching for you because, you know, you just came on the scene. But now, as time has gone by and I thought about, you know, the resurgence of the podcast, I went from video podcasting to audio. I just like it. I think it's a better format. Which, of course, I still have my YouTube channel, but I was forced with the question, do I start another blog? And I decided that I absolutely had to because, for number one, the branding is different. You know, there was basic blog tips and then there's Miss Eileen Speaks. And there was really no way to cohesively mesh them together. So what I decided to do was to start a second blog. Now, I have to tell you a little bit of a story about something that happened to me, and I hope this never happens to you. In fact, it's a blogger's worst nightmare when your site is down. I mean, you've done all this hard work. You've built up all this fantastic content, and all of a sudden, you know, you're sending all these people to your blog. You've got all these networks on social media, Facebook, Google Plus, you know, Twitter, the whole bit. Everybody's flocking to your blog. And all of a sudden, your blog is just shut down. It could be because you're getting too much traffic, which is what happened to me at one point. I actually switched my hosting providers because of the CPU throttling thing they have going on over at Bluehost. I switched over to HostGator. But in a few months' time, I was faced with the same problem again. I was just getting too much traffic. And one of the reasons why I started using self-hosted WordPress to begin with was because of all the flexibility it offered with the plugins. But what happens is, I was going plugin crazy and the plugins were just fighting each other and I wasn't able to experience the luxury of having all those plugins to begin with because it was just causing too much activity on my site, all the calls back to the server for information. So it was just a complete nightmare for about 3 weeks. My site was up and down and up and down. I tried to go to a virtual private server. That didn't work. You know, it worked the first couple of days. It was just, I know I don't even want to go there because I don't even want you guys to feel what I went through. But I know there's some of you out there that went through it as well. So when I decided to take on another blog for this podcast, the decision was simply I needed to do a blogger blog. I know. A lot of you are probably saying, what? This is like the WordPress queen. Now she wants to do a blogger blog. Yep. Because I wanted something that was simple, that was easy, and that I didn't have any downtime. And that's what I have with Blogger. And I'm going to tell you and convince you that if you're ready to start a second blog, and you're already a self-hosted WordPress blogger, and you're ready to start thinking about having a second blog, maybe you have a different interest you want to pursue, or you just want to build up some additional backlinks and link juice flowing over to your blog, I think Blogger from Google is a perfect solution. Now, before I go into this, I just want you to know this is not a direct comparison of Blogger versus WordPress. In fact, WordPress should be your high visibility blog, and Blogger should be an ancillary blog. Wait a minute, I think I might have said that word wrong. Hang on, I gotta go over to Google and see how that's pronounced.
Ancillary.
Okay, thank you, Google. Ancillary. Yeah, an ancillary blog. And just for those who think I'm trying to come up with big words, let's just review what it means. Providing necessary support to the primary activities or operation of an organization, institution, industry, system, or blog. Just kidding, I added the or blog part. But the rest of it is ancillary. Okay, so here are some of the things that convinced me to start a blog or blog for my podcast. And I think that some of these may be appealing to you as well. One thing that I noticed, and I don't know if this is just a myth that people like to say that Blogger ranks higher in Google because it's Google's product. I never really believed that issue, but what I do know is that Google has been concentrating efforts on improving the Blogger platform. And there's a couple of things that happened recently that really convinced me that this was a way to go. And the first one is one that happened just the other week. They decided to allow you to at mention people with their Google Plus profile in the midst of your blog post. Now, I thought that was fantastic. And the other thing is they even paid attention to when someone hovers over that name and they'll see a little snapshot of the person's profile. If they actually click on that, it will open in a new window. I thought that was pretty cool. But oh, the biggest reason, and I should have started off with this one. I just got a little excited because that at mention thing is kind of new and something that doesn't happen on WordPress, and they haven't come out with a plugin yet, but I bet there's about 20 guys right now, or guys and gals, working on a plugin that will let you hover an at mention Google Plus profiles on WordPress. But today, which is December 24th, 2012, Merry Christmas, by the way, that plugin does not exist. Now, I forgot. Let me back up. Let me go to the number one thing that convinced me that this would be a great place for my podcast. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, which is Ray Ortega's The Podcaster Studio, and he interviewed Rob Walsh from Libsyn. Now, at the time, I was not hosting my podcast files at Libsyn, but I knew they were having this deal because I listened to a lot of podcasts about podcasting, and I knew they were having this deal where when you start a podcast or when you start an account with Libsyn, you get that month that you started your podcast and you get that month for free and you get the next month for free. So if you start a podcast on the 15th of January, you'll get the rest of January for free and you'll get February for free. You're hosting. I decided, even though I heard this podcast sometime in October, to wait until November. I was like, let me maximize on this deal. And on November 2nd is when I started my account with Libsyn. And so I got all of November free and all of December free. But in this interview with Rob Walsh, he was talking about this new integration that Libsyn has with Blogger, and it's called OnPublish, so that once you upload your files, you can publish directly to your blog, and it integrates with Blogger. So I thought, woo, that's exactly what I'm looking for. This was like a sign to me. Because, you know, around that time is when I was having all those problems with hosting of my WordPress blog. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go for it. So that was the number one reason. So we'll put that as number one. And then number two will be the at mentions thing that I just told you about. The rest of these will be in no particular order. Okay, Blogger has built-in mobile template. So no matter what template you're using on Blogger, it is automatically converted to a mobile version, and you'll be able to see that in your dashboard, what your site looks like on mobile. Now, you can't do that on WordPress without a plugin. So I think that's great. I'm trying to rid my life of plugins, okay, with this Blogger blog. I'm dealing with them over on WordPress, but I want no plugins, okay? And I know a lot of people are thinking, what's wrong with her? How come she's, what's the problem with her with plugins? It's just carefree. It's stress-free. You don't have to worry about them conflicting. You don't have to worry about when they update WordPress. Here's a plugin that's going crazy. This is just straightforward, easy, simple Blogger. Let's go on to another thing that I like, and that's the customization options. And you can easily change the layout of your blog. It's all just drag and drop. You just move the sidebars around. You move widgets or gadgets. Actually, in Blogger, they're called gadgets. The same thing as a widget in WordPress. You can move your header around. It's just drag and drop. And you can just move stuff around at your whim. And that's something that, you know, it's not possible on other platforms. So notice how I didn't compare it to WordPress? Okay, next, we have built-in social sharing. Once again, no need for a plugin. All you have to do is say you want to share. The other cool thing about Blogger that does not exist on other platforms is when you finish and you publish your post, it can automatically give you the option to share that post on Google+. It just pops right up as soon as you, you know, say publish. And it'll go to the back end of your dashboard where you have a list of all your posts. And right there, it'll pop up a window that you can go ahead and publish it on Google+. Now, you can turn that off if you want to as well. It's so simple. Now, I don't know any other platform. You know what I say? Other platform that does that. We know how important Google+ is. I'm not even going to go down that road because you guys all know if you don't get that point, then you have to listen for another podcast from me. Now, Google Analytics integration. You don't have to mess with code or any of that stuff. You just set up Google Analytics, add your Blogger blog over there to Google Analytics. You get that code, which is the, it's not actually a code. It's actually, let me see, what's the phrase for that? Hold on. Well, it's the analytics web property ID, duh. It usually starts with UA. In fact, I think it always starts with UA. I never saw it start with anything else. But it's the analytics web property ID. You just put that in right in the settings under other. You don't have to worry about any kind of plugins or putting any code, whether you should put it above the head or not above the head, or any of that other rigmarole. Like that? Rigmarole. Doesn't that sound like something that your grandmother used to say? Well, my grandmother did anyway. Looking for a new font to use? Guess what? Blogger has the Google Web Font integration built right in. So that's no fuss, no muss. It's right there. Something else that I never get a chance to take advantage of, but one day I'll step into the 21st century and get a smartphone, but it's super easy to add photos from your phone into your blog posts. It's just, honestly, I just heard it from somebody else. I didn't actually do it yet, but one day I'll get a smartphone. But in the meantime, just trust me, is super duper simple. Okay, the last thing I want to say, I touched on it earlier when I talked about your Google Plus, but you don't have to worry about your REL equal author, your Google authorship, or your author rank. All you have to do is connect your Google Plus account. Super simple to add the badge to your sidebar as well, so people can add you to the circles, but it's all built in. Well, there's one more thing. It's free. It's free, and I don't ever have to worry about it going down. I mean, if Blogger does go down, you know, Google can have a server problem just like anybody else, but you can rest assured that it's going to be back up quickly. We're not going to have to go and do stuff on the back end and, you know, play around with disabling plugins and some of this other stuff. We just have to sit there patiently and wait for Google to do their work, and Blogger would be back online. I don't even remember the last time Blogger was down. And when it was, it probably was no more than an hour, and more than likely it was a lot less. I think that setting up a Blogger blog as an ancillary, you like that? Ancillary blog is something that I hope you explore. Let me know what your experiences are. Remember, you can leave me a voicemail over on basicblogtips.com/contact, and that will take you to SpeakPipe, and you can leave me a voicemail, a voice message. Just use your microphone that's on your computer. Leave me a voice message. Just say hi. And for now, I just want to say happy holidays to everyone, and please have a healthy and safe new year. This is Eileen. Take care. Peace.